طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our ninth session, reading from Arabic lessons in Tawheed, المستوى الثالث, third level, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Institute. The lesson that we're reading from is الدرس الرابع, the fourth lesson, التوحيد عقيدتنا. And previously we read this lesson from beginning to end, carefully examining it. Then we read the logha, yani the meaning of iman and yunafi.
Yeah.
We read. Okay, so today, inshallah, we're going to start with tadrib, right? Did we do the exercise on the bottom of page 21? Yunafi and
no, we didn't.
Okay, so we'll start with that. And then we'll look at the munakasha, six questions at the end of the lesson. Okay, so yani let's start with first the tadrib on the bottom of page 21. استعمل هذه الكلمات في جمل مفيدة. Use these words in what kind of sentences?
Useful,
beneficial, meaningful. يعني meaningful or beneficial sense. The meaning here, what is intended, المراد, المقصود, means sentences that are complete Arabic sentences. يعني should have a مبتدا and a خبر وفعل فعل مفعول به. نعم. Okay, the first word, ينافي. Somebody give us a sentence with ينافي. نعم, عبد الحق. يعني ينافي المشركون توحيد الألوهية. توحيد الألوهية. طيب, what is the meaning? Negate, nullify, contradict توحيد الألوهية. نعم. نعم. طيب, anybody else have a sentence for the first word? موسى. ينافي أنافي هذا
الرعية.
طيب. He went from third person to first person. طيب. Okay, no problem. Okay, the next one. The next word, نفوزو. Sentence, نعم. نفوز في الدنيا والآخرة بالتوحيد. نعم. Meaning?
We'll be successful in this life and hereafter with Tawheed.
نعم. We'll be successful in this life and hereafter with Tawheed. يعني due to the realization or the establishment of a Tawheed. نعم.
يقول المؤمنون يوم القيامة رضوان الله.
Now, he went from first person, plural, to third person. Tayyib, no problem. Tayyib, read it again.
Biridwanullahi.
Naam. So the believers, yani, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Resurrection, will be successful in achieving the pleasure of Allah and Al-Jannah. Naam. Yani, because, yeah, it can be a maful and be, but yani, usually this particular verb should be used with the biwasita, the ba, so it's an indirect maful and be. Naam. Naam. Naam, naam, naam. Mustafa, there. يفوز المتقون يوم القيامة فوزا عظيما. What is the إعراب of عظيما?
Not.
Not. نعم. شيء. طيب.
But should we say the فوز عظيما?
يعني it's possible because he's using it as مفعول مطلق. Here he's using مفعول مطلق. نعم. يعني يفوز فوزا مفعول مطلق. نعم. Okay, the next expression, al-iman. Next word, al-iman. Now, Musa.
Al-iman ahammu shay'in lil-muslimin.
Al-iman ahammu shay'in lil-muslimin. Meaning?
Faith is the most important thing for you.
Faith is the most important thing for the Muslims. Now, somebody else? Now.
Al-iman bil-tawhid, tawhid al-rububiyyah.
Now that's good, and then we're going to come back to that. Now, yani, what is the meaning? What does it mean?
Iman does mean the believing of the Tawhid, not sufficient to enter Islam.
One having iman in rububiyyah, the person having iman in rububiyyah alone by itself, and without tawheed al-uluhiyyah wal-asma wa-sifat, is not sufficient for a person to be considered to have entered into Islam. Now, say that again. Wa billahi. I don't know, it sounds like something is missing. Maybe I'm not hearing you good.
I said, wa billahi.
Wa billahi? Uh-huh.
Man, Allah wa la sharika.
Al-Iman billahi. You're saying billahi al-Iman? Why?
To believe in Allah.
Al-Iman billahi.
Yeah.
Al-Iman billahi.
No. Like it's Iman.
No. Yani, it's more clear if you say al-iman billahi. Yani, yeah. Instead of saying billahi al-iman, because like that, it's something is not complete in the sentence.
Right.
Now, faith. You have a question, Isa? To make a question. نعم يا محمد أو أخبر أخبرني عن الإيمان نعم نعم okay let's go on to these important questions that remain for us here very important okay first question Okay, but we're gonna have some musharaka here. Don't worry, everybody's gonna get a chance. Everybody's gonna get a chance. Okay, we're on top of page 22, al-munaqasha, al-su'al al-awwal, aqidat al-muslimin, al-tawheed. Fama mana al-tawheed fi al-lughati wa fi al-shar'i. And what is the meaning of the question first? The what? The belief? Okay, the belief or the creed of the Muslims is at-tawheed. Naam. فَمَا مَعْنَ التَّوْهِيد?
Uh-huh.
فِي اللُّغَةِ وَفِي الشَّرْعِ. Okay, what is the meaning of at-tawheed linguistically in the language and in the sharia? Yani sharia-wise, yani the istilah meaning in the sharia. Okay, we're going to start with Mustafa first. Go ahead. You have to read a little bit louder because this fan is right over my head and I can't hear good. Did you say Al-Ma'na Tawheed? Oh, okay. Ma'na Tawheed. Uh-huh. Wahada.
أي أفرد يفرد
جعل الشيء Okay, stop there. Stop there. No, it's okay. Stop there. Let's stop there for a minute. No. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Okay, so let's understand what's being said here, okay? So the question asks two things, right? What does the meaning of Tawheed in the Arabic language, and what is the meaning of Tawheed in the technical meaning of the Sharia? Okay, so the first part of the answer he gave, yani the meaning of a Tawheed in the Arabic language is Al-Ifrad. Al-Ifrad. Yani the meaning of Tawheed is Ifrad. Yani this Ifrad has the same meaning of Tawheed. That's what he's saying. Ifrad. What is the meaning of Ifrad? Okay, to single out something. Okay. So then he gave us more meaning. He said this is a Masdar. Yani, and it's from the verb Wahada Yuwahidu. Which its meaning, yani if the meaning of Tawheed is Ifrad, so Ifrad is also from a verb, right? Afrada Yufridu. But the essential core of the answer is the meaning of yani Tawheed is Al-Ifrad, which its meaning is yani and yaj'ala al-shay'a wahdahu fardan. Okay, that's the core meaning of the answer here from the linguistic meaning of Al-Tawheed. Okay, somebody else help us. Second part of the answer. Now, طيب. So in the Sharia, the technical meaning in Sharia of Tawheed, it is yani linguistically ifrad, yani technically it means ifradullah ta'ala yani bil-uluhiyya wal-rububiyya wal-asma wal-sifat. Anybody want to add to that anything? طيب. So then the meaning of Tawheed in the Sharia, it means to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, to make exclusively for Him the Rububiyya and Uluhiyya and Asma wa Sifat.
But in the definition in the book, in the Sharia meaning, they didn't add the Tawheed Rububiyya. They said that because of Allah ta'ala,
okay. All right. In any case, yani sometimes a definition may differ from one scholar to another, right? Because they may emphasize something over something else. And some scholars may say that the meaning of Tawheed, they may just say, yani, that Tawheed means Ifradullah bil-uluhiyya, bil-ubudiyya, bil-ibadah, because that's the core meaning of Tawheed. But, yani, if you want to be more specific, then you should say Rububiyya and Uluhiyya and Asma wa Sifat. So it's okay, either way, yani, it's alright. Okay, after this, the second question, we changed the question a little bit, right? Because there's something wrong with the wording of this question. So we'll reword the question, اذكر أنواع التوحيد الثلاثة واشرحها باختصار. يعني mention the three types of Tawheed and explain them briefly. And explain them briefly. Okay, who wants to take the first part of this question? Okay, we're going to go around a little bit, let everybody share. We're going to start with Abdul Haq. Okay, so yani the first part of the question is mention the three types of Tawheed. So he said the three types of Tawheed. The types of Tawheed are three. They are Tawheed al-Rububiyya, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat. And Tawheed al-Rububiyya in brief, yani is the Tawheed related to Allah being the Rabb al-Alameen. And Tawheed al-Uluhiyya means that yani to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone as being the only one who is divine, who has the right to be worshipped, and Asma wa Sifat, that He has exclusive right to the beautiful names and perfect descriptions, yani exclusive to anyone or anything besides Him. Okay, as far as the second part of the question, it says, Ishraha. باختصار. explain them
briefly.
يعني briefly. نعم موسى.
أما التوحيد أما التوحيد الربوبية هو اعتراف بأن الله هو رب العالمين وهو خالق وهو الخالق كل شيء.
بالاختصار that's good, that's بالاختصار. نعم يعني it means to الاعتراف يعني to acknowledge, to confess that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is رب العالمين and he is the creator and he is the what else خالق and كل شيء creator of everything. Okay, what else we want to add to it? ورازقه ومالكه okay وبيده ويحيي ويميت. Okay, so also to acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is not only the creator but he is the owner, the provider, the one who gives life and death. In his hand is all affairs, meaning he has power over everything. وليس له شريك في الملك او في ذلك كله. يعني في يعني and being the Rabb and being the owner and the provider and the one who gives life and death and he doesn't have any part in any of those things. Now okay في اللغة نسبة الرب المالك المتصرف المتصرف بما يملك. يعني linguistically الربوبية it is نسبة يعني an attribution or يعني it is attributed to the رب المالك يعني the one who is the رب of everything, the owner of everything. والمتصرف فيما يملك and the one who has complete control to do whatever he wills, whatever he owns and controls. نعم طيب, this is as far as rububiyyah. Okay, as far as uluhiyyah. Uluhiyyah. Naam, Mustafa. We're going to start with Mustafa this way.
Tawheed, uluhiyyah, uluhiyyah, tawheed, ibadati, big ibadati, wakwa,
tawheed al-uluhiyyah, he said it is tawheed al-ibadah. Okay, naam. والعلم والإقرار
أها.
الألوهية
وعبودية
على خلق أجمعين. نعم so this means that يعني الألوهية it is يعني ها the knowledge and the acknowledgement, agreement, iqrar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lahu al-uluhiyya wal-ubudiyya. Yani he has divinity and he has the right to be worshipped ala khalqi ajma'in, over all of the creation. And you want to add to that, Musa? Wa inna Allah huwa al-ma'bud wahdahu la sharika. Yani he's the only one that deserves to be worshipped. هو معبود بحق. نعم اها اوكي وين لازم نفنس اسبا ويتحقق هذا العلم اها
بحولي و
اعتقادي
والاستعادي
والعملي ويتحقق. This is an important part of this discussion here. يعني اولو هي he said it is العلم والاقرار, it's knowledge and agreement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the uluhiyya and ubudiyya over all the creation. But here, this part of the discussion is very important. How is this realized? يَتَحَقَّقُ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَالْاَعْتِقَادِ وَالْعَمَلِ. Yani that this knowledge that we're calling uluhiyya, this knowledge and agreement has to be realized by speech, by conviction in the heart, and by actions. And by actions. That's a very important part of the discussion. Linguistically, uluhiyya, من كلمة إله وهو المعبود. يعني linguistically uluhiyya is taken from the word, is derived from the word ilah, which means, يعني ilah means the معبود. نعم. Yeah, it's in the book. That's in the book. Linguistically. Uluhiyya and ubudiyya. Yani the meaning is almost the same. Yani they are mutaradif, used interchangeably, right? But they are not exactly the same. Yani of course, every word has some yani specific, yani more particular meaning, right? So uluhiyya, as he just said, is ma'akhudha min kalimat ilah. And ubudiyya is ma'akhudha min kalimat ubudiyya min abd. Abd. Naam. So uluhiyya, being taken from the word ilah, it means this is the way you are looking at this tawheed in the perspective of the ilah, Allah. And ubudiyya is looking at it from the perspective of the abd, the created being. So from one perspective, you're saying that uluhiyya means that Allah is the ilah that deserves worship, and ubudiyya is the worship, the action of worship that is obligatory upon the abd to give to Allah. So it's like two different ways of looking at it, and it comes to the same thing, but different from a different perspective. Allah's right to be worshipped, and the abd's obligation to worship Him. Yani uluhi is His right, and ubudi is your obligation, our obligation. Now, طيب, after this, Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. Who wrote? Answer now, Abu Bakr. لا يشبهه فيها أحد. يعني شبه يشبه and أشبه is similar in meaning. يعني the second and fourth form usually have the same meaning. نعم. نعم. Anybody want to add to that? يعني he said that توحيد الأسماء والصفات is having إيمان, faith and إقرار, agreement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone in these names, al-asma wa sifat, and these characteristics, which there is no one in the creation that has any resemblance to Him in them. But if we want to take it a little bit further, we want to say that this iman and this iqrar, yutim, how is it completed and perfected? Yani bi ithbat, ma athbat Allah, ما أثبت الله لنفسه وما أثبته له رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع الأسماء والصفات ومعانيها وأحكامها الواردة في الكتاب والسنة من غير نفي ولا من غير نفي لشيء من ذلك ولا تحريف ولا تعطيل ولا تمثيل ولا تمثيل. يعني إثبات ما أثبت الله لنفسه, and what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also has affirmed for him from all of the names and all of the sifat, and their meanings and their ahkam. يعني what is the result of them, the rulings that are derived from them that have been mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah without negating anything of that, without distorting their meanings, without ta'atil, emptying them of meanings, without yani tamthil, making examples between Allah and the created beings. Wa muqabil hadha, likewise, yani in addition to that, we also have to what? Yani nafi ma nafa Allah an nafsihi wa nafa anhu rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min naqsin wa aibin wa ma yunafi kamalahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, and this also requires us to negate everything that Allah has negated from Himself, and that His Prophet ﷺ has negated from Him, of any kind of defect or yani deficiency, and everything that negates yani His perfection. And this is not يعني بالاختصار, right? This is بالتفصيل. هذا بالتفصيل. نعم. Okay, the next question. Question number 3. لماذا خلق الله الجن والإنس وما دليلك يا موسى؟ Nah, alhamdulillah, it's an important question. Naam. Naam. Yani the reason, the purpose, the objective, the wisdom for which Allah created the jinn and men is to worship Him. لِعِبَادَتِهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And the proof of this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dhariyat, يعني وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ, that I have not created the jinn and men except to worship me. And this is a very important question, يعني because it shows us يعني the greatness of Islam, subhanAllah, that the Muslim who studies his deen, who reads the Quran and studies the Sunnah, actually knows with certainty and with clarity what have we been created for. The rest of the people don't know. Until now, they don't know. Yani, this is something that's easy for a Muslim to know and to understand. But the rest of the people in the world don't know what they are created for. The proof of it, look at how they are acting. They don't know which way to go. They're lost. But we say this is easy. This shows it's not because it's easy. It's because it shows the greatness of Islam. But it's not easy for the rest of the world who are lost.
Uh huh. Of course, you think it was crazy. But for now, me who come from a Christian background, I didn't have no clue of this. Even I was among those people who practice.
No, that's a fact, Akhi. Yani, those of us who didn't have Islam at one time and came to Islam, then it's clear that you, before Islam you didn't know. And even, unfortunately, truth of the matter is that many Muslims still don't know until now. They don't know what they are created for. That's right. Because there are people, there are Muslims who don't know about Islam, who don't study Islam, who didn't study the Sunnah, so even they don't know. They don't know. Now, so okay, after this, question number 4. قال الله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. بين محل النفي ومحل الإثبات في هذه الآية. ما بياني معناها. Okay, two parts to this question. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran, ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. Make clear the place of negation and the place of affirmation in this ayat, ma bayan, along with clarification of its meaning. Yani the meaning of this ayat. Yani the first part of the question is clarification of the place of negation and the place of affirmation in this ayat and then its meaning. Naam, tayyib, fadl. يعني ليس كمثله شيء. This is the position, the place of negation. يعني Allah is saying there's nothing like Him. That's negation. The place of affirmation. وهو السميع البصير. يعني there's affirmation here. Allah is negating that there's anything like Him, and then He's affirming that He indeed is a السميع, يعني البصير, the one who is all hearing and all knowing. And the meaning of this ayat? Yani, and the meaning of this ayat is that there's nothing in the creation that resembles Allah. And it also affirms for him sifata, two characteristics of as-sama' al-basar, hearing and seeing, yani But it affirms it for him, يعني how? يعني ثبوتا يليق بعظمته سبحانه وتعالى. يعني affirming for Allah, يعني hearing and seeing, perfect hearing and perfect seeing, but an affirmation that is befitting of Allah's greatness and His glory. يعني not an affirmation that resembles anything of the hearing and the seeing of created beings, but the hearing and seeing that is befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His greatness and His glory and His magnificence. Now after this, question number five, هل يكفي توحيد الربوبية للدخول في الإسلام أذكر دليلا على ما تقولوا. يعني is توحيد الربوبية sufficient for a person to be considered as having entered into Islam, and mention a delil for whatever you say? Huh? Okay. So who, he said لا يكفي. لا يكفي إلا أن يكون معه الألوهية أسماء وصفات. يعني لا يكفي توحيد الربوبية alone, unless وحده, unless there's along with it also توحيد الألوهية and توحيد الأسماء والصفات. نعم. Yes, so an example of this is that the mushrikeen, they confessed, they acknowledged Tawheed al-Rububiyyah while they were worshipping along with Allah, something along with Allah. So they didn't enter into Islam, because even though they were saying, we acknowledge Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, but at the same time, they were negating Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah by worshipping something along with Allah. Uh-huh. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proof of this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now, if you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they would say, they would definitely say, yani there's emphasis in this ayat, la yakulunna Allah. How, why do we say that it's emphasized? Based on what? Lam and Noon. Nam. At-Tawqeed. At-Thaqeela. La yakulunna Allah. They would definitely, certainly say, it is Allah who created the heavens and earth. So they acknowledge in this Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, while yani they didn't acknowledge Tawheed al-Rububiyyah because they're worshipping something along with Allah. Therefore, they are not considered to have entered into al-Islam.
Quraysh.
Huh?
Quraysh.
Yani, yeah, the Quraysh and the rest of the pagan disbelievers from the Arabs and the Africans and the Asians and the Europeans. All of them. Huh?
Even
the Christians and the Yahud. Okay, last question. ما الواجب علينا في تحقيق الإيمان بأسماء الله تعالى وصفاته؟ يعني what is the meaning of this question? What is the obligation upon us? Uh-huh. في تحقيق الإيمان. Actual what? Actualization of إيمان in the names of Allah and His sifat. Actualization. The realization. يعني what is obligatory upon us in order to actualize, to realize إيمان in the names of Allah. يعني it's not just confessing that Allah deserves these names and sifat, but to realize it, to actualize it, what is obligatory upon us? Huh?
Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
من غير نفسي من غير نفسي أو عيني أو كل ما
كل ما ينافي كل ما ينافي كماله وكمال الله يعني whatever negates Allah's perfection يعني whatever Allah negated from himself and whatever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم negated from him of any kind of defect or imperfection and whatever negates his perfection subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني in order to realize Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat it requires ithbat and nafi يعني it requires affirmation of whatever Allah has affirmed for himself. To realize Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, Iman and Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, it requires affirming whatever Allah has affirmed for himself. And affirming whatever the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has affirmed for him, to the end of what we said previously, yani of all of the names, al-Asma wa Sifat, and all of the ma'aniha, the meanings of those names and sifat, and the ahkam, yani meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-Aleem. So affirming His name, and the meaning of that name, meaning the characteristic that came in it, the sifa of it, that he has perfect knowledge. And the ahkam of it means what is the result of it. Yani if we say that Allah has perfect knowledge, that means that we have to affirm that he knows what we are doing. Whatever we are doing, whether public or private, in secret or whatever. Yani also affirming this. Yani what is the result of this name and this yani meaning, the sifa? It is Yani also acknowledging that Allah in fact subhanahu wa ta'ala He knows everything that we do wherever we do it whether openly or privately and so on to the end of that so it requires Yani affirming whatever Allah has affirmed for himself and whatever the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has affirmed for him of all the names and all the sifat and all of their meanings without emptying them from their meaning and all of the ahkam Yani the result consequential results from those names Yani and also Yani, whatever has come in the book and in the sunnah, without negating any of it, and without distorting any of it, and without emptying any of those names of their meanings, and without, yani, making examples between the characteristics of Allah and the characteristics of the creation. And then, it also requires, after the affirmation, the negation, as Abdul Haq said, yani, negating whatever Allah has negated from himself. Yani, what has Allah negated from himself? He negated from himself that he doesn't have offspring, that he doesn't have a wife, that he doesn't sleep, he doesn't forget, he doesn't do injustice. Whatever Allah has negated from himself, we have to negate that. And whatever the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has negated from him, we have to negate that. Of any kind of defect, shortcoming, or whatever is in contradiction with the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we realize our iman in Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. I wanted to make some more questions. Huh? Oh, on the seventh day. Naam. Okay. Okay, let's see. We have some time, a little bit time left. Okay, let's read, inshallah. Let's read the lesson. Everybody read a few lines. Okay, who wants to start? But you have to read loud and clear. We're going to start with Musa. Surah Musa, page 17. الدرس الرابع توحيد التوحيد عقيدتنا.
الدرس الرابع التوحيد عقيدتنا.
نعم.
المدرس علمنا سابقا.
علمنا. يعني the teacher is saying علمنا. We have learned previously. علمنا سابقا.
علمنا سابقا أن الإسلام
نعم. Let's go around. Who else wants to read? نعم, Nasir. I want to hear all the vowels.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, finish reading, Musa. Finish reading the teacher. Al-Yawma? Is it maf'ulun bi or is he saying today? Today is not maf'ulun fi. Today is mubtada. Today we're going to do such and such and so and so. معنى كلمتي مضاف إليه
معنى كلمتي توحيد في اللغة العربية لغة القرآن
لغة القرآن في اللغة العربية this is تفسير of it explanation لغة القرآن
لغة القرآن
اليوم
لغة القرآن والسنة
نعم
والمعنى المراد منها شرعا وكذلك نريد أن نعرف أنواع التوحيد وفضله
فضله أن نعرف أنواع أن نعرف فضله
على المسلمين
على المسلمين يعني if it's جم مذكر سالم it should end with فتح مسلمين عليكم السلام إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات Now, you want to pray? You can go in the front here, brother. No problem. Okay, so today we want to know the meaning of the word Tawheed in the Arabic language, the language of the Quran and Sunnah, and the meaning that is intended by it in the Sharia. And likewise, we also want to know the types of Tawheed and its virtue or its excellence يعني for the Muslims. Jabir. No, he was the next reader, but we interrupted him.
Ma'alati ta'nihi kalimatu tawhidi or tawhidu
kalimatu tawhidi
fil lughatil arabiyyati.
Now, what is yani ma'alati ta'nihi? What is it that the word tawhid means in the Arabic language? You gonna read?
I had a small
line. I know, we're gonna go around. It's okay, come on. We're gonna go this way, inshallah. Anybody on this side wanna read? Go ahead. We're gonna come back to you, inshallah, give you a longer reading.
والمضارع
It's a kasra, there should be a dhamma. يعني هذا مصدر This is a مصدر والفعل الماضي مرفوع يعني وحد والمضارع مرفوع يوحد نعم أفرد فعل ماضي أفرد يفرد
بمعنى جعل الشيء
جعل الشيء
جعل الشيء وحده
Okay, the meaning here of the word ta'ani, the teacher says the meaning of the word tawheed in the Arabic language is al-ifrad. And this is a masdar, an infinitive, and the past tense verb is wahada, and the present tense verb is yuwahidu, meaning afrada yufridu. You know, wahada yuwahidu means afrada yufridu. Bima'ana, its meaning is to make something to be alone, to be single. You want to read? You want to read? Okay, give him. Let him read. So we, because we might forget about him if we don't let him read. Okay, we're gonna let him read over here. We're gonna come back to you, Abu Bakr. He's older than you, so he has a little bit of priority.
And the joint is shorter.
It's seniority now.
تفيده هذه كلامة
كلمة
شارعاً.
أها.
أعني. تكلم. كلمة تم.
كلمة تا.
كلمة تا. كلمة تا. توحيد.
Slow down. No problem. يعني أحمد says ما الذي تفيده هذه الكلمة شرعاً with سكون on the ra شرعاً أعني كلمة توحيد نعم okay so what is it that we understand from this word in the Sharia in the technical meaning of Sharia I mean أعني كلمة توحيد I mean the word توحيد okay Abu Bakr your turn Read a little bit louder. هذه الكلمة تو. يعني هذه is the فاعل of تفيد. And الكلمة تو is the بدل. نعم. الكلمة تو. هذه الكلمة تو شرعا. نعم. I think you lost your place. The مدرس here. الذي تفيد هذه الكلمة شرعا إفراد
إفراد الله تعالى إفراد الله
إفراد الله يعني مضاف إليه مجرور
إفراد الله تعالى بالألوهية والأسماء والصفات
وعلى هذا الأساس أنواع مفعول به
أها
Okay, the teacher says الذي تفيد هذه الكلمة شرعا يعني that which we understand from this word in the Sharia is the singling out of Allah the Most High with al-uluhiyya and al-rububiyya and al-asma wa sifat and based on this على هذا الأساسي we want to study the types of tawheed and they are three tawheed al-rububiyya and tawheed al-uluhiyya and tawheed al-asma wa sifati Bilal read Abdul Haq huh he said he can't read now He wants a long one. Okay, we're going to come back to you. Don't worry. Okay, you want to read? Go ahead.
Ma ma'ana
Tawheed ma'ani mudawfan ilayhi majroor. Ma'ana tawheed.
Ma ma'ana tawheed rububiyyah.
Yani what is the meaning of tawheed ar-rububiyyah? Okay, we're going to come back to you now. Mudarris. Nisbatun. متصرف. نعم إلى الرب المالك والمتصرف
بما يملك وتوحيد الربوبية شرعا هو الاعتراف بأن الله تعالى رب كل شيء وخالق كل شيء ومالكه
يعني because هو الاعتراف بأن الله تعالى رب هو رب كل شيء وخالق كل شيء ومالكه ورازقه نعم Stop there. Okay. The teacher says كلمة التوحيد في اللغة نسبة. يعني the word الربوبية in the language is an ascription to the رب المالك. The رب الرب an ascription. يعني ascribing something to الرب. يعني ربوبية is ascribed to, is connected to, related to الرب المالك, the one who owns and possess. المتصرف, the one who has control to do whatever he wills with what he يملك, يعني what he owns and possess. يعني he is الرب, the Lord, and the مالك, the owner, master, who has complete control to do whatever he wills with that which he owns. وتوحيد الربوبية شرعا, and in the Sharia it is al-i'tiraf, confession, acknowledgement that Allah, the Most High, is the Rabb, the Lord of everything, and the creator of everything, and the possessor of it all, and the provider of it, meaning all, everything. وَأَنَّهُ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ, and he is the one who gives life and causes death. وَلَهُ الْأَمْرُ, and he has يعني the command, the affair, كله, all of it. وَبِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ, and in his hand is the khair, all of it. And he is the قَادِر, the one who is able, عَلَى مَا يَشَاء, to do whatever he wills. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ شَرِيكٌ, and he does not have in that, in all of what has passed, been mentioned, he does not have in any of those things a partner. Yeah, go ahead, what you missed?
وَلِمُتَسْتَرْبِكُ بِمَا يَمُلِكَ وَتَوْهِيدِ رُبُوبِيَةِ شَرًا هُوَ
الاعتراف meaning to acknowledge, to confess. To acknowledge or to confess. Al-i'tiraf. Fikum barakallah. Qala Allahu ta'ala.
Qala Allahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Al-ayah tamina.
Thaniya.
Al-ayatu tamina
min. Naam. Al-ayatu thaniyatu.
Min suratil Fatiha.
Naam. من سورة الفاتحة. نعم.
ولا يكفي توحيد الربوبية ووحده في وصف
الوصف في الوصف
في وصف بالإسلام بالإسلام إن لم يكن معه توحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات.
نعم. So here the saying of Allah the Most High, الحمد لله رب العالمين. This is the second ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha, and here he says ولا يكفي, and it is not sufficient the توحيد of Rububiyyah alone in the description. يعني someone being described with Islam. In لم يكن معه, if there's not along with it, يعني with the توحيد الربوبية, that must be along with it توحيد الألوهية, the توحيد of يعني divinity and worship, and the توحيد of أسماء والصفات. نعم موسى.
واعلموا أن المشركين اعترفوا بالتوحيد الربوبية لكنهم عبدوا مع الله آلهة.
يا آلهة غيره. آلهة غيره.
ولم يوحدوا الله تعالى في الألوهية فلم يدخلوا في الإسلام. قال الله تعالى ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله. يقولن الله.
نعم. الآية 38 من سورة الزمر.
الآية 38 من سورة الزمر.
نعم. So know that the pagan disbelievers اعترفوا, they confessed, they acknowledged the توحيد الربوبية. لكنهم, but while they were confessing the ربوبية, they were worshipping with Allah gods other than Him. And therefore they didn't يُوَاحِدُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِي الْأُلُوهِيَةِ. They didn't single out Allah alone for the uluhiyah, the worship. فَلَمْ يَدْخُلُوا. And therefore they did not enter into Islam. Allah the Most High says, if you were to ask them, the meaning, if you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they would certainly, definitely say it is Allah. 38th ayah from Surah Az-Zumar, 39th surah. Ibrahim says, Musa, read Ibrahim. Yani, what is the intended meaning of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya? Now, who wants to read next? Huh? Okay, we're going to let Abu Bakr start. It's long, and then he's going to take over. Yeah, in kalimata.
والعبودية على خلقه أجمعين وهذا العلم وهذا العلم
وهذا العلم
وهذا العلم يتحقق بقول والانتقاد والأمل وبهذا النوع وبهذا النوع نوع.
Yeah, نوعي.
نوعي.
بهذا النوع. نعم.
بهذا النوع.
بدل from هذا. بهذا النوع.
من التوحيد يكون توحيدي يكون إفراد الله.
إفراد الله مضافا إليه.
إفراد الله بالعبادة.
ونفيها.
نفيها عما سواه.
Stop there. Okay, so here, يعني the teacher says that indeed this word uluhiyya linguistically is derived from the word ilah, and it is that the ilah is the ma'bud, the one that deserves to be worshipped alone. What you call, and it is said concerning tawheed al-uluhiyya shar'an, that it is tawheed al-ibadah. Uluhiyya, yani shar'an, it means tawheed al-ibadah, the tawheed of worship. And it is, the tawheed of worship, it is the knowledge, the ilm, and the iqrar, the agreement, that Allah the Most High has the right to al-uluhiyya. Lahu al-uluhiyya wal-ubudiyya. He has the right to uluhiyya and ubudiyya over all of His creation ajma'in. And this knowledge, yani the knowledge and iqra that Allah has the right of uluhiyya and ubudiyya, yatahaqqaqu, is realized, yani materialized, actualized by speech and by conviction in the heart and by actions. And it is with this type of tawheed that one actually, yani yakunu ifradullah, that one actually, yani does the singling out of Allah with worship and negating the worship from other than Him. Abdul Haq. Nukhlisa.
وحده
لله لله وحده يعني وحده is يعني
لا شريك له لأنه هو المعبود بحق ثم إن الجن والإنس مأمورون بإخراج عبادة الله عبادة لله وحده
The wisdom.
فقد أنكر المشركون هذا النوع من التوحيد من التوحيد. قال الله تعالى يبطل ما قالوه
هم قالوه. نعم.
ما قالوه
they said it. نعم.
ما قالوه أجعل الآلهة إلها واحدا إن هذا لشيء عجاب.
نعم.
Okay,
here the teacher goes on to say وَيَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نُخْلِسَ الدِّينَ كُلَّهُ, and it is obligatory upon us to make purely and sincerely the whole of the deen for Allah alone without any partners, and that is because He is the one that is worshipped with a right to be worshipped, that deserves to be worshipped. Al-Ma'bud bihaqqin. And then not only that, but indeed the jinn and the men are all commanded to single out the worship for Allah alone and negating it, the worship, from whatever is beside Him. Allah the Most High says, the meaning of which, I have not created the jinn and men except to worship me. 56 ayah from Surah Al-Dhariyat, 51st Surah. And in this, therefore, in this ayah is a clarification of the hikmah, the wisdom behind the creation of the jinn and the men. Is it not so that it is the worship of Allah alone without any partner for Him? And indeed the mushrikeen, they have qad ankara, indeed they have denied, rejected this type of tawheed. Allah the Most High says, mentioning what they said, yani the thing that they said, qaluhu, He says that they said, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةً, he, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has he made the gods all to be one god? Indeed, this is something amazing. Fifth surah from Surah As-Sad. Okay, 19. Who wants to read? Musa. Naam. We have come to know the two types, the first and the second of the types of Tawheed. So what is the third type? Ya Nasir. We're going to come back to you, Musa. وهو الإيمان
الإيمان الإقرار بأن الله سبحانه وتعالى
فرض
الإسلام
بالأسماء
والصفات التي لا
يشبهه
فيها أحدا.
طيب موسى, we'll come back to you. Okay, so he said that the third type of tawheed, it is tawheed al-asma wa sifat. And this is tawheed al-asma wa sifat. It is having faith and iqrar, yani agreement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is alone in the names and the sifat, which no one resembles Him in them. Musa.
وَهَذَا الْإِيمَانُ وَالتَّصْدِيقُ إِنَّمَا
يُتِمُّ أَتَمَّ يُتِمُّ
إِنَّمَا يُتِمُّ لِإِثْبَاتِ مَا أَثْبَتَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِنَفْسِهِ أَوْ أَثْبَتَهُ لَهُ رَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ وَمَعَانِيهَا وَأَحْكَامِهَا
الواردة
الكتاب والسنة من غير نفي لشيء منها ولا تعطيل ولا تحريف ولا تمثيل فلله تعالى
should be فالله
الله تعالى هو الحي القيوم وهو الجبار المتكبر وهو بكل شيء عليم ومقابل
No, stop there, stop there. Okay, so, yani, this iman, وَهَذَا الْإِيمَانُ وَالتَّصْدِيقُ This iman and this affirmation of the truthfulness of it, yani in asma wa sifat, إِنَّمَا يُتِمُّ Indeed, it is only completed and perfected by the affirmation of what Allah has affirmed for Himself. Or the affirmation, yani, يعني وأثبته يعني what the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has affirmed for him including all of the names and the characteristics and their meanings and their rulings that have been mentioned in the book and the sunnah without negating anything of it and without emptying it of meaning without distorting its meanings without making examples between the creator and the creation For indeed Allah, He is Al-Hayy, the living, Al-Qayyum, the self-subsisting, Al-Jabbar, the one who has power to compel others, Al-Mutakabbir, who deserves to be great, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ And He has knowledge over everything. نعم, وَمُقَابِل طيب
وَمُقَابِل وَمُقَابِلَ
مقابل كلي يعني مضاف مضاف إليه
هذا يجب علينا نفي كل ما نفع الله تعالى من نفسه أو من نفعه عن
رسوله
محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم
من نقص أو عيب
من نقص أو عيب عيب with فتح عين فتح يا سكون فالله
تعالى لا يعجزه شيء في العزم ولا في السماء ولا يضيم عنه شيء والله هو الواحد هو الواحد في أسمائه والحسنى
في أسمائه الحسنى
والصفات
العليا Now, so in also in addition to this, yani on the other hand, yani affirmation, on the other hand, we also, yani is obligatory upon us to negate everything of what Allah has negated from Himself, or what His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has negated from Him, of any type of defect or imperfection, or everything that negates, yani that is, yani, incompatible with His perfection subhanahu wa ta'ala for indeed Allah the Most High nothing yani la yu'jizuhu shay'un yani nothing is renders Him incapable nothing is outside of His reach in the earth or in the heavens wa la yughibu anhu and nothing is absent from Him yani from His knowledge or His power and Allah He is the one yani alone single in His beautiful names and His lofty sublime characteristics. طيب, read. Tariq. على نفي المثيل نعم, نفي المثيل لله تعالى. أدلة المثيل نفي المثيل أو الشبيه
من سورة
قول الله تعالى قول الله تعالى صفة السمع والبصر ها يعني the meaning is the same يشبهه 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 and it seems here يعني the meaning in my on my tongue seems لا يشبهه on my tongue that's how it's going but anyway يعني the meaning is the same ثبوتاً عظمته عظمته نعم so is there any evidence يعني Tariq says halfway down page 19 is there any evidence of the negation of it, making examples for Allah the Most High the teacher says the evidence is concerning the negation of making an example or a comparison to Allah the Most High many from amongst them is the saying of Allah the Most High يعني the meaning of which is there's nothing like him while يعني he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the 11th ayah from Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah. And the place of negation is the saying of Allah the Most High, there's nothing like him. And the place of affirmation is the saying of Allah the Most High, he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. And the meaning of this ayah is that Allah the Most High, there's no one in his creation that resembles him. And also from the meaning of this ayah is to affirm for him the two characteristics of hearing and seeing, an affirmation that is befitting of the greatness of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. Muhammad says, Na Musa.
Ma ma'na at-tamthil, wa ma ma'na at-tahrif, wa at-ta'thil.
Yani Muhammad says, what is the meaning of tamthil, and what is the meaning of tahrif, distorting, and what is the meaning of ta'thil, emptying? Go ahead, keep reading.
At-tamthil, yani at-tashbih, at-tashbih.
يعني تمثيل means to make a resemblance between two things. نعم.
ولا يجوز هذا أن يكون بين الله وبين من سواه.
And this is something that's not permissible that there be a comparison made between Allah and between whoever else is besides Him, anyone or anything besides Him. نعم.
لأن الله لا يشبهه أحد من خلقه.
And this is because there's no one in his creation that resembles him.
بل له صفة الكمال.
Rather, he has the characteristic of perfection, سبحانه وتعالى. نعم.
أما التحريف فهو التغيير.
هو التغيير.
هو التغيير. وهذا معنى حرف يحرف أي غير يغير فقولك حرف الولد الصحيفة أي غير ما فيها من كتابة أو قولك
يعني like it is like كقولك حرف يعني أو كقولك حرف اليهود
قولك حرف اليهود التوراة فاستحق غضب الله عليهم
نعم so this as far as the meaning of تحريف it means a تغيير تحريف means to change something in the linguistic meaning and this is the meaning of when we say حرف يحرف means غير يغير changing something like you're saying حرف الولد الصحيفة يعني the child changed the page يعني in the notebook for example meaning he changed what is in it of writing or like you're saying حرف اليهود التورة يعني the Jews corrupted, distorted the Torah and therefore they deserved the anger or the wrath of Allah upon them. Fistilah. Somebody read for me. Fistilah. Naam. Come here. Fistilah. Wa fistilah. Stop for a minute. Well, fi istilah, yani in the technical meaning, yani technical meaning of tahrif, yani the linguistic meaning is taghyir, changing something. The technical meaning in sharia, it is tafsir an-nusus bil-ma'ani al-batila, yani giving an explanation to textual, yani proofs in the Quran or in the Sunnah, an explanation with a meaning, meanings that are false, ma'ani al-batila, which are not indicated by the text, yani giving them meanings that are false, which are not indicated by the text. And therefore, فَيَنْحَرِفُ الْمَعْنَى, the meaning becomes corrupted. وَمِثَالُ, go ahead. قَوْلُهُمْ صواب نفهم
كلمته استوى
نفهم كلمته مفعول به
نفهم كلمته استوى على حقيقة استوى
استواء يليق ولا يشبه نعم. An example of this tahrif, this distorting of the meanings with false interpretations that are not indicated by the text, is the saying of their saying istawla, yani he conquered, concerning the word istawa, he rose above. They said it means istawla, and this is in the saying of Allah the Most High when he said Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa. They said Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawla, that he conquered the Arsh. In this fifth ayah from Surah Al-Taha, 20th surah, indeed that which is correct. Some of the people of deviation, they reinterpreted, yani they reinterpreted the meaning of, yani the people who don't believe in the sifat of Allah, so they gave a new meaning to it. They said, how can it mean Allah rise above? It has to have some other meaning. It means he conquered. And otherwise they're saying he rose like human beings or other creatures rise. We don't accept that meaning. So they gave it this meaning, istawla. Yani he istawa ala al-arsh means he conquered the arsh and he overcame it. He conquered it, subdued it. Yani this fa'inna sawaba, what is correct, is that we understand this word istawa according to its real meaning, a rising, istiwa'an yaliku, that is befitting of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yushbihu, yani does not resemble the rising of any created being. Amma ta'til, come back, I'm with
you.
وعطل الدار وبئر نعم. As far as the ta'atil, then the meaning, its meaning linguistically is a tafriq. Ta'atil means tafriq, to empty something, as in عطل الدار أخلاها, yani the house became emptied, yani akhlaha, it became evacuated, emptied. Or as in bi'ra mu'attalatun, yani the well that has been abandoned. You know, it is not in use, inoperative. لا يسقى منها, water is not taken from it. ولا ينتفع بمائها, nor is anyone benefiting from its water. ومعنى التعطيل في الاصطلاح موسى؟ Huh? Abtala, to make something inoperative, to empty it or to make it inoperative. It doesn't work anymore. It's not being used. Abtala ad-dar. It became unuseful, inoperative, of no benefit. Nobody's living there. It's emptied, evacuated. There's nobody in the house.
وَمَعْنَى التَّعْتِيلِ فِي الْإِسْتِلَاحِ نَفْيِ للمعنى
نفي للمعنى الحقي
نفي للمعنى الحقي الذي دل عليه الكتاب والسنة وهذا يؤدي إلى عدم إثبات صفات الله لا إلى إثبات
إلى عدم
إثبات صفات الله تعالى التي جاءت في الكتاب والسنة ونفيها عنه.
طيب, the meaning of التعطيل in اصطلاح, the meaning of it in linguistic is تفريق, emptying, make it inoperative, not working anymore. The meaning in اصطلاح is the negation, نفي للمعنى الحق, negation of the true meaning, which is indicated by the book in the Sunnah. And this leads, يؤدي إلى عدم إثبات صفات الله. This leads to the non-affirmation of the صفات of Allah, which came in the book in the Sunnah, and negating them from Him. فالمعطلة, نعم.
فالمعطلة قالوا إن إثبات المعنى للصفات الله تعالى يوجب التشبيه بين الخالق
يوجب التشبيه
يوجب التشبيه بين الخالق والمخلوقين لكن قولهم هذا باطل ما دامت الصفات ثابتة لكن قولهم
يعني it depends on if it's لكن or is it لكن. If you read لكن then it became منسوب, but if you say لكن then it's مرفوع. لكن قولهم
هذا باطل ما دامت الصفات ثابتة للكتاب والسنة قال الله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
نعم, the معطلة, the people who practice this تعطيل, emptying the text of their true meanings, they said to affirm the affirmation of the meanings for the sifat for Allah Ta'ala necessitate making a comparison between the creator and the created beings. However, they're saying, this saying of theirs, this view of theirs is false. As long as those sifat are confirmed in the book and the sunnah, then there's no reason to make comparison because Allah Ta'ala said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ, there's nothing like Him. While He affirmed that indeed He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. 11th ayah from Surah Ash-Shura. Somebody read the next one. Salim. Huh?
No sleeping right now.
No. Nah. Go ahead. No. Nah. Salim. Page 21. Top of the page.
مدرسنا الآن أن يبين لنا كيف يستفيد المسلمون من هذا الدرس.
We now are in a great blessing by the favor of Allah, which He has bestowed upon us with Tawheed. So now I'm going to ask our teacher to make clear to us how the Muslims benefited from this lesson. Read.
Araftum. Araftum anwa' at-tawheed
إليكم
الآن فضله
فضله
فضله على المسلمين
after the event. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله سبحان الله سبحان الله Read. عرفتم أنواع التوحيد.
أنواع التوحيد فهمتم الآن فضله على المسلمين الموحدين.
موحدين.
الذين جعلوا التوحيد عقيدتهم.
Now, we came to know, or you all came to know the types of tawheed, so now take the, yani, the what, fadlahu, yani it's excellence for the Muslims, yani it's virtue upon the Muslims who single out Allah, al-muwahideena, al-ladhina ja'u al-tawheed, who made the tawheed their aqeedah, naam. Fabit-tawheedi?
Fabit-tawheedi, tutimma ibadatu. Tutimmu. Ibadatu Allahi.
Yani it is with tawheed that tutimmu, yani the completion and perfection of the ibadah of Allah alone without any partner is achieved. It is completed and perfected, yani the worship of Allah alone without any partner is perfected by tawheed.
وَنَبْتَعِدُ
And it is through tawheed that we distance ourselves from a shirk. تَكُونُ حَيَاتُ حَيَاتُ is the fa'il of تَكُونُ
تَكُونُ حَيَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ سَعِيدَةً
يعني تَكُونُ يعني كان ويكون اسم كان is مرفوع and خبر كان is منصوب سعيدة is خبر كان سعيدة يعني تكون حياة القلوب سعيدة
سعيدة
محققة
بمعنى الإخلاص
and it is by tawheed that the life of the heart will be سعيدة will be happy وَمُحَقَّقَةً and to realize the meaning of sincerity, ikhlas. نعم. وبالتوحيد
بالتوحيد نفوز في الدين في الدين
في الدنيا
في الدنيا والآخرة
برضا الله
برضا الله سبحانه وتعالى
برضا رضا برضا الله سبحانه وتعالى نعم and with tawheed it is through tawheed nafuzu fi dunya wal akhirah we'll be successful we will be winners in this world and the hereafter achieving the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that is the supreme achievement subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk